Right now, we digressed to, I hate to use the word, Jack Fitzpatrick, can I use the word chaos for what's going on in the Democratic Party? Is that the right word?
Yeah, chaos on Capitol Hill is exactly a fair word to use.
Jack
There is a paired government funding bill with a debt limit suspension that just passed the House but is destined to fail in the Senate because Republicans have said they won't support the debt limit measure. That we're kind of running out of time here. September 30th is the deadline to fund the government. Yeah. Debt limit deadline is probably sometime maybe in October, mid-October, a little later. And there doesn't seem to be a plan B for Democrats.
Well, that's where I want to go. Jack Fitzpatrick with his Bloomberg government ace on this. Jack, I look at, and I went right back this morning in my head to Boehner 101, which was John Boehner got absolutely crushed at one point because of chaos. Does Speaker Pelosi and other Democratic Party leaders, do they risk a Boehner?
I don't think we're at a point where Pelosi and other Democratic leaders are seeing the pushback from their own members. Talking to Democrats, there's a pretty good amount of faith in Pelosi, but with the margins being so narrow, the risk of failure is very significant. And, you know, depending on what we see markets do, depending on what happens when we get closer to the debt limit deadline, there could be a lot of frustration. And I say that particularly, again, because I've talked to as many Democrats as possible on what they do when this Senate vote probably very clearly, inevitably fails. And there really is no clear plan to take care of this afterwards. It's just a matter of the pressure building up and someone will do something and Democrats are hoping Republicans will break. So there's not a ton of political pushback from her own members right now, the way there sometimes was for Boehner. But that is contingent on them coming up with a plan at some point in the near future.
Jack, what is the strategy of the Republican Party at this point? Do they just want a lower number, or are they just looking to make life difficult for the Democrats?
They are looking to make life difficult for the Democrats. There's been a lot of pressure on the Democrats because they're in the majority. But to be fair, the Republicans' position is vote no, hope yes. They have said this needs to happen. The debt limit needs to be suspended or raised, but we are going to oppose it. It really is a political maneuver because they want to tie those debt numbers to Democrats and then campaign on that.
Paul, can we do that at home? Can we have a family meeting? Can we say, here's the theme, vote no, vote yeah, whatever he said.
So, Jack, what role is President Biden and the White House having here? What influence can they have here to push this forward?
They're in support of what congressional leadership is doing, so that kind of goes hand in hand. I think at this point, there's been a lot of focus on Pelosi because there was a struggle to get this through the House, even just because of the government funding measures. There was some pushback based on Israel's Iron Dome funding. But really, the Biden administration lately has just essentially been backing up Pelosi and Schumer. They don't have enough sway with Republicans, obviously, or even moderate Democrats to change votes now. It really is a matter of letting this run its course and then figuring out the next plan to whip the votes and see what can get through Congress. But the president is a little bit on the sidelines now because it's so focused on Congress and figuring out how to get a majority in both the House and Senate.
And Jack, if you look at the financial markets, they're kind of breathing a ho-hum here. I guess they're just saying, hey, we've seen this act before. We know that at some point somebody's going to whip somebody somewhere and they're going to get the votes together and this will all be fine. Is that a fair assessment by this market, or should there be maybe more angst in there, given what you know about Washington?
Knowing the timeline, I would probably expect at a certain point there will be more angst because we'll get closer to the deadline. Keep in mind, this is not really just posturing. The path that they seem to be on is that Democrats would be forced to go back and amend their reconciliation instructions that allows them to do something partisan and then do it themselves. But that's something that nobody has done before. They were just told this year that it's possible to do that. And then they're going through a complex and potentially time-consuming maneuver of another markup, another series of votes on the Senate floor. So the timing is not really clear on how quickly they can get this together, and that is the concern. It's not just posturing. Mm-hmm. It's the apparent solution is a pretty confusing process.
Jack, I got like 8 more questions, but we don't have time. That's too bad. Jack Fitzpatrick with us this morning on Bloomberg, on Washington, I should say, with Bloomberg government as well.